you ever see The Mentalist?
Oh, with Simon Baker, whatever his name is?
Yeah.
No, I never watched
that. That was a good show. Because it's the whole, like, he's pretending to be like a psychic.
So he's not actually a psychic?
No, no, he's just he's a really good person who can read people, but he pretends he's a psychic.
He's John
Avery. Yeah, and he's just scamming everyone. And then basically he gets so cocky that a dude kills his family, and then the whole show is just him getting revenge, trying to figure out who it was.
It's a good plot.
It is. It was a really good show. Very, very good show.
Was that like mid-90s?
I'd say early 2000s. Went for about 8-9 seasons.
What happened to him?
Made his money.
Actually, you know what he was in?
I don't know, actually, after that.
He was in that fucking movie that came out. It was an Aussie.
Made movies, I don't think. Like, I hear Hollywood stuff.
No, he was in something not long ago, and I cracked the shits.
You know what really grinds my gears lately? It's not as... Well, mine's even worse.
Let me find this. He was in...
What? Huh? What?
Sorry, Boy Swallows Universe.
Oh, what? That's new, yeah?
I'm almost... Yeah.
I haven't seen it,
but it's a series on Netflix, but
it's
like...
it's a show.
Yeah, hour episodes and shit.
Oh, okay.
I fell asleep on my couch watching it.
And it must have been very entertaining.
I hated it. I hated every second of it. None of it made sense.
That's not like you hating things, Dean. I feel it's like a real... I don't know.
I do hear that line. I fell asleep on my couch watching it.
That's whatever go to. Yeah, it's just go to. Why don't you just go to bed an hour early and then you don't have to worry?
I watched Lord of the Rings.
Why?
Which one? Ring of Power.
And
what the hell's that?
The Amazon.
Yeah, you've lost me.
Adaption.
And
dude, Amazon adaption Lord of the Rings. That's a
look. I was bored as hell. I didn't know what to do. It was the weekend, so I thought I want to binge something. And there was no other option apart from that, really.
Sure there was.
I've been watching Halo.
You've got the internet. You've got everything ever made.
I am God.
I've seen it all.
You can literally watch anything in the world.
You can watch anything.
Put on what do you call
anything.
It?
Anything.
What do you call it now? I forgot what they're called.
What?
The change, like your regions. What are they called?
Oh, VPNs.
You put on a VPN you just change
you
what
can
is
literally
on your Netflix.
Watch, it's like, I am now on the moon. Let's see what Mars HBO has to
Martian.
Offer.
Martian NFL League.
The Martian. The Martian again?
Wow. Potatoes. He's got potatoes.
No. I hate that thing. There was nothing else to watch. Fuck off. Dude.
When there's nothing else to watch,
at the tools,
you go back to Berserk.
At my disposal, without me setting up new subscriptions, this is what
man.
I had.
Just shoot me, man. Or Becca. Clearly.
I actually went through Becca a little while ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
I used to go through it like every two years. I haven't watched it in a long time.
I think I did it mid last year was the last time I did it, but it was good.
I've got a question after you finish this, just in regards to shows.
Hang on, just with the... 50, what's it called? The levels of Kevin Bacon, the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Do you know who added me on Instagram?
Kevin Bacon.
No. Severio, I can't remember his surname, but he played Bob in Becker.
Oh.
And he's on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
He actually added me to follow me on Instagram.
What?
Yeah, I messaged him like 2 years ago. It was when I had gone to Dalesford. And it's like 1 a.m, I've just sat down, turned the TV on. And Becca was on, and I was dying. It was an episode with him in it.
Yeah.
So I've actually messaged him because I followed him. He's got like 5,000 followers. I've actually taken a photo of the screen. I sent it to him. I go, dude, I'm in like regional fucking Australia, blah, 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 blah. This show still kills. This is incredible. He's like, hey, thanks, whatever. And I just shoot messages every now and then. Last week, I put up a tribute to Richard Lewis. Mm. And I messaged him because they worked together on Curb. And they had another history as well. So I commented on one of his photos. Said, hey, man, like my condolences, you know, whatever. And he actually followed me.
Damn!
On Instagram.
That's the respect. He's going to unfollow you after about 2 weeks,
Dave. Why would you
after
follow
he's
me?
Your content.
Latest podcast episode out now. Unfollow.
Who are these ESG bars? That's it.
Actually, he might be in line with what we're talking about.
He has a lot of grievances with Hollywood. Anyway, sorry to cut you off.
Yes,
continue.
Okay. I can't even remember what was saying.
You're talking about what you were going to watch.
Oh, yeah. I conceded and I was like, look, I did some review. I looked at the reviews.
I conceded.
I've been doing a lot of conceding, honestly, lately. I looked at the reviews. I did the research.
He's
losing
the willpower. Constitution.
I stayed off Rotten Tomatoes. I looked at other reviews, other people talking on forums and stuff like that. I think it was an unfair attack, to be honest, on people that are like really, really hardcore. And that's fine. That's totally okay. So what I did was knowing that people were saying it's actually pretty good, some people were saying, look, you know, hate the whole ESG thing, but it's not really that bad. Look past that, and it's actually okay. I actually didn't mind it. So, I had, don't get me wrong, had to look past quite a bit of things to, like, mentally where I was like my blood pressure's going up.
Like what?
Like, why is there, like, 300 black hobbits? For example.
Were there black hobbits?
No.
Hobbiton is based on the Irish.
They have Irish accents.
With his beard, all I could hear was, it's based on the Irish.
And then, you know, the whole, like...
You see, the guy who wrote The Lord of the Rings was an Englishman.
He was racist.
And he literally based every nationality you see in that book, movie, TV show, on actual replicas of it would be nowadays.
He was a known racist. Now, let's be fair. He was.
I don't know. I got no idea.
He's a known racist. Anyway, who cares? Whatever. He wrote a great story. The point is...
So did mine.
There are inconsistencies from the books and the story. There's inconsistencies for sure. But what they've done is they've just taken some lore and then made it Hollywood. Like everything does. Like, who fucking cares at this point? So they did that. The show itself, disconnected from the books, was actually okay. Like, remember how we were saying that the costumes are, like, cheap looking, or the ears... You don't notice any of that during the show. Like, I never once thought, that looks cheap or that looks shit. You don't, unless you sit there, pause it, and you sit there zooming in and analyzing, you don't notice it at all. But I thought it was good. I actually didn't mind it. I'd watch the next season. I didn't mind it at all. Just outside of the whole woke thing, which, again, wasn't that crazy about. It follows Galadriel, so it's like, okay, that's okay. I'm okay with that.
What's Galadriel?
She's like one of the high priestesses of the Elven. I honestly didn't mind it. I thought it was all right.
And he's changing.
If I had to rate it, I'd say like 3.5 out of 5, something like that.
That's pretty high.
I mean, it's a $1.25 billion show. Of course, it's going to be okay.
No, that's not true.
That's a lot of money.
I mean, a lot of crap that's been.
They could have made it with like $500 million. I'll point that out.
Do you know how much money $500 million is?
Yes, I do. I am aware of that.
So, Tim. I have a question for you.
Oh, for fuck. Why me?
Oh, wait. I've also been watching Halo, and I highly recommend that to anyone. Even if you don't know what it is, even if you don't like Halo.
I think...
Halo's a great show.
I think if you're not... aware of anything of that whole universe, I think it would be okay to get into. It actually just doesn't appeal to me at all. And so,
what, Halo?
Yeah, the show.
Really?
I've never played the games.
Neither have I.
I only played like the first 3 hours of the first game and then I stopped.
Identical. I got it off NutriGrain Box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I got off Game Pass.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, we're in between seasons for Destiny. I'm like, all right, they'll play Halo. Jumped on. And like, yeah, I'm not feeling it, so I just uninstalled it.
Yeah, the game's nothing special.
Maybe 20 years ago, yes, it would have been groundbreaking. Now it's like...
I actually like the show. Quake.
Okay. I don't know enough. Like, it just doesn't appeal to me. Like,
But see, people gave shit to the show for not being consistent with the games and the story and the lore, because the main character, Master Chief, never takes his helmet off. In the show, takes his helmet off.
Okay.
Outside of that fact where people are poo-pooing on it because of that, I thought it was great. I thought it was a really good show.
I can't comment. Like, I can't say. Like, is it the Star Wars one where they did Boba Fett? Like, he doesn't take his mask off.
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
He does take it off.
Oh, he does. Okay.
In the show, he does. I don't know.
Okay, maybe I'm mistaken.
I actually like Mandalorian too.
I haven't seen it,
and I hate Star Wars.
Yeah, I've lost all respect for Star Wars.
I like Star Wars, but I hate Star Wars.
Really?
I can't sit through it. I can't. The first movie, fine. The very first one was Mark Hamill. And then I can't see through the rest of them. I don't like it.
I can watch like the prequels and the originals, but ever since like I've gone on about it, but ever since they've redone it, it's dead to me now.
Mandalorian was all right. I'll give it that.
And that's what I mean. That's what kind of Lord of the Rings is going for me as well now. Just like
is that the condensation?
Yeah, I just stick my finger.
Condensation.
So, let me talk about my gripe first, and then we'll get on to. Oh no, actually, okay. So. just quickly,
are we, like, is this just all grievances today?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Came this is anyway. Yeah. So you were talking about Becca and Just Shoot Me and all that.
Oh my god!
Is there a show or something that you go through quite frequently? I'm not talking about like on a 2 year run. I'm saying like maybe on like a 4 month roll. Or a 6 month
whole
role,
series,
like a series or a movie or a TV show. Or
yeah,
What would that be for you?
There's usually two things. It's currently it's South Park.
Okay,
that's just on repeat up until season 20.
So once you finish it, then you just go back to the start and start again.
Yeah, okay. I don't go past season 20 though.
What's season 20? Which one's that one? Is that just recently or is that like 6 years ago?
That's like 8 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't go past 20. It becomes too PC.
But on purpose or sarcastically?
I think in the beginning it was sarcastically, and then as the seasons progressed after, it became really obvious that it was like, no, we need to make the change. Like the whole Token Black thing that I was saying, where they changed Token's
name. But was that done because of Comedy Central? Or
no,
was
they,
that
came, done, they came. Changed, yeah. Well, they came out and said, like, some jokes have aged well and some haven't. Token Black
so
did
not
age well.
So they go back and, like, pull jokes that they did against, like,
I don't know.
Certain
Jews and Catholics,
no,
and Protestants,
no, no,
and Scientology.
They're basically just race jokes, essentially.
Oh, okay. Those are okay.
Yeah.
What about when they go to play dodgeball in China?
Yeah, no. That's what I was saying. Like when Cartman thinks he's a Vietnamese prostitute.
The dodgeball episode's still there.
Yeah. I watched it today, I think it was on.
That is so brutal, man.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a Jew ride like that since Paul in 1937.
Yeah. 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 But, yeah, like the...
What a call! So what commentator would ever say that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When the two Chinese guys are making fun of the kids.
I'll use my credit card. Do you have any non-dairy creamer?
Anyway. You're going to get us in trouble again.
Fucking brutal, man.
So, currently it's South Park. That's, yeah, 1 to 20, then reset. And, how long
does it take you to go through those 20 seasons?
Oh, like a few days. It's on all day, all the time. Like, it's always on.
All South Park, all the time.
Pretty much.
It's handy.
It's like a 24-hour cycle, essentially, for me. Yeah. And then normally, it's like Trailer Park Boys.
Can you imagine living...
I'll cycle through.
Can you imagine living either above or like next to him? All day.
Oh, I mean, all you hear
all
is
day, all day, like, hey, guys!
Is all this day, like, you hear that South Park, and then intermittently, like every 2.5 hours... Just hear like a
So honestly, I do forget that I live in an apartment block, and I you know,
and then it stops, and you hear, and then it's good for another 2 hours, and then after half an hour again,
no, ah, fuck.
Moving along.
Anyway, Yoshio,
I don't have a show that I go back to and watch whole episodes of because I don't have time.
Okay.
The thing that I've noticed...
Do you sit at home at your computer?
Let me finish.
Don't you have full monitors?
I was going to say that right now. That's literally what I was going to...
Please.
I was getting to.
Entertain me.
The last 6 months, I've gotten into a shit habit of having YouTube running 24/7.
Yeah.
And just having shit on, right?
Mm.
But the problem is that the stuff I watch is really negative, toxic shit. So, it's like the Sovereign Citizen shit, you know.
Why are you watching that?
Because it's just... It fed into the algorithm...
And now you know why I had to watch The Ring of Power.
And it started feeding into me. It started feeding into my psyche where it's like, hey, I'm doing better than these dickheads. Like, I can laugh at these clowns. I got no idea. People are these stupid.
But it was making you angry.
Yeah, right? And the problem is the work that I do when I'm at home, I actually need to focus, right? So, specifically with my work, one thing I used to do was, I can't even listen to hip-hop while I'm doing work because I'm actively engaging with the music and I can't crunch numbers. I can't
together. You know what that is?
What?
That's being old.
Yes, I'm aware.
Yeah. Crunching numbers to
but
the beat.
When I've got instrumental music, like if I put a synthwave album on or a soundtrack from a movie, I'm fine. I'm
classical
ripping
music.
It. Yeah, 100%. I've been doing jazz a lot.
Nice. Ooh.
Down
tempo
jazz.
See, you're like using it, I think, as two. You have to fixate on what you're doing and have something in the background.
Yeah.
Like, you really got to have your blinkers on. That's what I'm doing. I just have it there for
I'm
noise.
Not good, but see, I'm not good at that because I've constantly got so many other stimulants going. I've got 3 phones fucking going. I've got emails coming in. Yeah, I got one up on that.
I got 2 others at home. At home. I actually do.
One's the German landline. One's the Saudi
and
one.
And the ringtone. Oh,
yes, my infielder. What? Yes, my infielder. What? Oh, sorry, wrong phone.
You're a dickhead. So... to answer the question, I started cutting that. When I get in the car, I put music on now. I don't watch shit, and I'm enjoying my day a lot more. The problem is that I can't have series on because I'll focus on it. Because I'm that overworked, my brain will just start wandering. The one show that I can... Oh, okay. This is two things. I'll give you what. No, no. I'll correct myself. One show I go back to...
To Catch a Predator?
No.
I'm Chris Hansen.
I've watched all of them. I'm Chris Hansen.
I'm Chris Hansen. Have a seat. Have a seat right over here.
What do you got in the bag there?
I don't want to go to jail. Have a seat.
He wants to blank you when you're blank. And then bring you some...
Did you know she was 13?
Hard lemonade.
Of course he knew she was 13. He wouldn't be there otherwise.
Yeah. Fuck no. I ran that into the ground. I've watched every episode. I'm done. One show that I will watch at least half an episode before I fall asleep.
Will and Grace.
No. Dr. Katz.
Oh, you're still watching that? Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Because it's comedy, it's stand-up in light form, and I'll fall asleep in the first 10 minutes.
It's
right?
The soothing voice. I know what it is.
It is. It's funny.
I reckon you could literally put, like, I don't know, something in, I don't know, like, atrocities on TV, YouTube, and he'd fall asleep to it.
No. Yeah. The other thing that I watch...
sweepy.
Graphic scenes of Hiroshima.
Just mass genocide. Mass genocide.
Cereal.
The other thing that I watch are Sopranos clips.
Oh, I've been killing those.
I tried to rewatch the series back in when I was still in Hyatt, so 2020, and I couldn't get through. Like, it's, I haven't got time, mate, because they're hour episodes, you know?
Oh, yeah. So I don't watch it. I haven't watched episodes in
so
years.
So clips. I'll go on clips. A clip, like, run. Yeah. I'll watch Sopranos episodes.
You can watch an episode worth of clips, and that's what I'll tend to do, and it's just, like, the entire series worth of quotes for Paulie.
Yeah. Or whatever. Enough.
But the hilarious thing is I've started like with a few mates, just like caught up and just mentioned I was watching them. And now over the last 3 weeks, randomly all of them, three of them have sent me quotes from Sopranos, and they've started up
Those are the two shows. Dr. Katz, I will try and watch an episode before I go as I'm going to bed, but I won't stay awake for the whole thing. I'll fall asleep.
Yeah.
During the day, it'll be clips of Sopranos. You're laughing at. I'm sorry I'm not as rested as you are. The fury.
My
in the
mum
eyes.
Called me before yelling at me for not sleeping more than 4 hours yesterday.
What do you mean? That's what I average.
Yeah, well that's what I'm
four
saying.
To 6 hours.
I guess six is luxury. I'm
six.
Sorry.
Six.
Six. I've been falling asleep at like 11:30, like trying to get to bed early, and I'll be waking up at 5:36.
Oh, that's good. Say hi.
That's nice.
But I'm wide awake at 6 AM.
Why don't you tell me hi?
Are you up at that time?
Haven't you seen me messaging him at like 8 o'clock in the morning when he sends through something?
And
I'm like,
a bit early for Facebook VA. Yeah. That's what I'm on my morning tizzy.
Oh, I'm aware of what you're doing. 8 o'clock in the morning on Facebook. I don't know.
That's what you have to ask me. What show I go back to?
Yeah, I just find it interesting because, like, for me, it's usually Castle.
Oh yeah.
Damn.
What's my Castle?
It's one with the
Australian one. Castle.
No, not the Australian movie, the TV show with Nathan Fillion.
Isn't that... Oh, right, he's a writer
and he solves murders.
Yes.
Because he's just a fantastic... His comedy is just... Delivery is fantastic. He's a lot of his mannerisms remind me of Lou Costello.
Yeah.
Like, one-to-one ratio. I used to watch a lot of... You remember, I used to kill Scrubs.
Yeah.
Scrubs used to be Community. They've all fallen out of the rotation now completely. Same. Like, I'm just over them. Brooklyn Nine-Nine used to be in the rotation. Same. It's all out. Yep. At the moment, now it's usually Castle, Chuck. Even Chuck is starting to
fall out
as well. At the moment, like, just, yeah, because it's, what's that, 10 seasons?
Of what?
Castle.
Oh, I can't even remember. I thought it was 8.
And I watch maybe 2-3 episodes a night, so if it takes, you know, about maybe a couple of months to do that. And
are you actually watching it?
I have it on in the background as I'm painting or doing stuff, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no. It's because I don't have
But you've heard it. I've heard it so many times, you can visualize what they're saying because you've seen it.
I want to go back and watch The Sopranos, like, properly. Because I've only ever watched the series once, all the way through, start to finish.
Yeah.
So, I need to go back and reappreciate
it. Tell you what, I have been watching AEW.
Wrestling. Yeah. Nice. How's AEW?
Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Again, not as bad.
Not as bad.
How about just watching something you actually enjoy?
Because obviously WWE is just in nowhere land for me. I can't.
See, now I'm starting to slowly get back into it. I'm not watching episodes.
Yeah.
But just, I think what happens is, like, we fall off it. We have an assumption or we create, like, a narrative for it as an excuse to not watch it anymore. Which, you know, you grow up, whatever, you fall out of it, fine. Mm. You know, people move on. But then we kind of just look for the excuse to not get back into it. Well, not so much get back into it, or just to, well, like, use the excuse like it's crap now.
No, but it is.
But the crowds are larger than ever. The crowds are larger than ever.
The crowd, to be fair to them, I think when you're watching it on a screen,
mm-hmm.
you can see a lot more detail.
Yeah.
When you're in the crowd and you can, you know, you have to sort of squint to see what's going on, it looks okay.
Yeah.
But when you're there and the cameras are like HD and everything's high quality shit now, and you can see how, like, lack of connecting things are and how not intense it feels,
well,
it takes away from the experience.
I know a lot of people have said, like, moves that used to be so they've banned a lot of moves now.
Yeah, all drivers.
A lot of moves aren't allowed to be used anymore. If you want to see those, you got to watch, like, Japanese stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. Even those, they're banned as well. A lot of moves that were considered as finishers and now just used as normal moves.
Normal, yeah, yeah.
So, like, you know, I don't know, like...
It nerfed all the moves.
Yeah, and I think also a big portion is, like, I fell out just as Cena was kind of picking up and he was the number one guy. Then he kind of finished up and now Roman Reigns and it's been going back and forth. And it's like that new generation where it's like, well, I'm old, I don't want to know these new people.
Mm. Hang on, this is interesting.
Right? I'm okay with that part.
Hang on. Do you have an issue with the moves being taken off the move list?
I don't have an issue with it, but I'm not happy about it.
But you know why they were taken off the move list, right?
I don't really care.
Because kids were imitating it.
No, it's not just because kids were imitating it. It's because wrestlers were turning up with CTE and irreversible damage.
Yeah. So do people that work fucking night fill at Coles and Woolies with back problems.
I don't disagree, but that's the point. They're trying to minimize the injuries that...
They're athletes. I think they did it because they signed a contract with... whatever TNT, whatever station it was, and they want to be kid-friendly, and they said it themselves, this is the PG era, and now they've finally come out of the PG era.
Mm.
I think you left your underwear here.
It's not underwear, dickhead. That's a skull cap for, like, when I wear my helmet.
I think you left your underwear here.
It's not underwear. There's no leg holes.
There's not even a dick hole here, dude.
Ah, that's where it is. I've been looking for that. The reason why I'm asking is there's been an injury in footy. You wouldn't have seen it because you guys don't follow footy anymore. Literally tonight, this player cleaned up another player on the run.
Mm.
So the guy's on the boundary, head down, is kicked for goal, right? So he's the last man, you know, towards a goal. He's kicked the ball, released it, and a guy's, St. Kilda player's come up, running at him.
It's a practice game, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, why are you going to say physical?
Well, because the player's an idiot. So he's run up to him.
And drop him, delist him, done, see you later.
High bump, and just clean this kid out. And this guy's had 3 concussions in like 18 months.
Oh, he's done.
He's gone 7 weeks is the ban. I don't know what.
Delist him.
Remorseful from the get-go, but is there an excuse for that?
No.
There isn't.
No. Right?
I think the difference is in wrestling, they are performing. Okay? You might, from videos I've seen, if a wrestler gets a little too, how do you do? The other wrestler gets to give him receipts back. I love that word. They get to give him receipts.
Yeah.
Get a little too punchy. And, you know,
you're going to cop it back in the
face.
You're
going to cop it back. You know what they said? You're performing.
Mm.
You know what Mankind's, Mick Foley said in his autobiography, right? Because he studied Terry Funk, right? Mm. He was one of his idols. And he always wanted to know why Terry Funk's punches were the best. He goes, they looked the most.
Because he punched people.
And he goes, the first time he got in the ring with him, he goes, we're about to find out just how this master does it. And he copped a fucking full fist to the face that sent ringing to the back of his ears. It's like, that's the secret. He punches you as hard as he can.
Yeah.
But he was willing to take as many punches back.
But that's what I mean. It's performative, and unfortunately, there are mistakes. No one's perfect. You look at wrestlers in the past, Draws, Owen Hart. Who else is there?
There's a few, man.
There's a few.
Like, Bret Hart. Got kicked in the head.
And he got kicked in the head by Goldberg. Goldberg should just never have wrestled.
Have you seen Goldberg's, like, just shit, like, just literally shit handling?
Yeah, he can't wrestle. He literally cannot wrestle.
Dude, it's the worst. I only watched a video about a day or two ago, man. he's picking up like guys to do like a jackknife on him, whatever. Yeah. And he's just basically just giving up halfway through the lift.
Yeah,
dropping them on their neck.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. Whereas then you look at like the stuff now. Who was it? Randy Orton. So Randy Orton's been coming back, and already I think it's already three times in he's come back. He's made a comeback run, and three times now in the last, I don't know, I want to say 2 months, that the wrestlers that he's been doing a move on have actually supported his back as he's doing the attack, like a running DDT or a, you know, like how he does it's like his version of a diamond cutter.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. Like, his version of his finisher or flips or whatever. Like
the what's it called? The RKO?
The RKO. It's just a diamond cutter.
Yeah. But he does it with momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool looking move.
It is. It's cool. So he's three times now. Wrestlers have had to support his back as he's fallen from three separate moves because he would have broken his back.
Yeah.
And they've supported his back. So these guys aren't going out of their way to break each other.
I was
going to
say, they said that about, is it Logan Paul or Jake Paul?
He's like fantastic. Yeah. He's so good.
He was doing.
They're saying he's a natural.
There was a guy, it was Rey Mysterio Jr. that he was versing or whatever. Yeah, Rey's bounced off the ropes to do a moonsault.
Yeah.
And he's caught him basically because he went too, he was too far. Caught him just as he was about to crunch his head and his neck.
Yeah.
Basically saved his life.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, they say he's got really good ring awareness considering, you know.
So that's what I mean. Whereas in footy, they're not performing. They're trying to win.
Yeah.
And
it's competitive.
It's competitive. So
it's not scripted.
You see a guy that just kicked a goal. I mean, in a practice game, that guy's an idiot for doing that.
Yeah, but
you still wouldn't do it in
a
proper match.
It's a high bump intentional at the head.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And how long is it now? It's been like you go for the head. That's it for you.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
it's been a couple of years now.
Yeah, so what are you doing? Like, you're an idiot.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Delist him. Who cares?
They have no restraint. It's just,
when you see a hit like that, it's like, you're a dickhead. Yeah. Like, why? Yeah. It's still a sport. You still need this. You need this other this opponent to turn up in order for you to have a job.
Mm.
You're meant to be protecting other people.
Yeah.
If they're,
you're not in the UFC ring or some shit. It's
different.
Do it in a UFC ring. Exactly.
Yeah.
See how long you last like that.
But you wouldn't.
I'm coming to fight ya.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so what really grinds my gears?
Feta cheese.
I actually quite liked it.
Oh, okay.
Why? Of all things.
So, when you're at a shopping centre, coming down an escalator.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And you see the opposite escalator going up.
Okay. So, you're coming down.
Yeah, or going up or going down.
The other side of the escalator.
They're on
going
the
up.
Opposite escalator where they're going up.
Oh, so there's people on the other side?
Yeah. And they're going up.
How's it going?
Yeah. How you going? How do you do? And you clearly see a mother with a pram on a step escalator.
Yeah.
And you
get
just
out of my way, bitch.
No, like, that's the one thing you never do.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
There's clearly signs all over escalators. No prams or trolleys on an escalator.
Yeah, take the elevator. Yeah.
Take an elevator. The elevator is literally like 5 meters over there. Nobody's standing there waiting. You're putting your child's life in danger because you're a dumbass who doesn't want to go wait over there.
Yeah.
I've gone up escalators with trolleys because I had to do it for work back in the day because there was no elevators. Mm. And they've tipped and I've nearly necked myself. And it was like how many meters up as well. These ones are going up to the third level with a freaking baby. Not just the one time, but you see this all the time. Like, that's
really quite my kids. I feel like we have... See, if we have the responsibility, like it's a societal issues that we need to like really look after the community or talk about community stuff, whatever it is. You need to point that out and be like, you dumb bitch, get off the escalator.
Yeah.
That was in Morrats.
I do that on the travel. Dude, the travelators, not the escalators.
Oh, yeah.
That was in Morrats. Don't you remember that scene in Morrats?
Yeah.
What's his name? Jason Lee's character. Mm. Yeah, Brody. He's every time they're in the thing, he's like, the kid is back on the escalator again.
Yeah.
And then while he's tussling like halfway through the movie, you just hear, help, someone help, there's a kid stuck in an escalator. You know what grinds my gears even more than that?
What's that?
I was in Spotlight, I don't know, maybe a month ago.
Spotlight?
Yeah. I bought an air fryer. I got an air fryer.
In Spotlight?
No. I was just... Let me finish. I got an air fryer, and I needed, like, a tray to put into the actual air fryer.
In Spotlight?
Yes.
A tray for an air fryer.
Have you ever been in Spotlight?
Yeah, they don't sell trays
for
Spotlight.
They sell everything in Spotlight.
No, it's more like curtains and...
They sell conventional...
Cloths and
they sell
party needs and balloons.
I thought it was just lights.
And
I don't know where all this is coming from.
Yeah, I think they have, like, Christmas lights.
You guys are talking about, like, JB Hi-Fi or something to me.
There are no lights in Spotlight.
That's a very misleading marketing.
It is, isn't it?
Because if I need a light bulb, for years I bought that. Yeah.
You want to walk in and just cop a Spotty to the face?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. I don't go to KFC thinking I'm going to the supermarket. Like,
oh, yeah, it's not KFC. It's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Kentucky
now.
Fried Chicken.
Huh? It's not KFC anymore. It's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I don't go to KFC expecting to go into Woolies or something.
Yeah, they made the change like 2 years ago now.
You didn't even get me finished what I was saying about Spotlight.
I think you should go to JB.
Do you know what I was? You know what I was explaining?
You were getting a tray for your air fryer.
Why would I go to JB for a tray?
Because they have everything.
Listen to me. The air fryer has like its cage, right? Mm-hmm. Like that you know. And I wanted dishes to put inside the air fryer, mm-hmm. so I could have multiple. So I'm not cleaning the whole tray. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I actually found a saucepan at Spotlight mm-hmm. that if I took the handle off, the saucepan would fit flush in perfect height. I didn't want to spend $60 on like a saucepan, like a mm-hmm. pot. So I bought just like those cooking dishes, you know, but they fit perfectly.
Mm.
Dude, in and out, like I bought one the day before, found this one. I'm like, oh, perfect. I'll go back and I get another one, right? I go to Spotlight. I pick it up. I go to the exit. I'm waiting at the cashier or whatever. Yeah? There's a woman in front of me, right? She's not old. She's over 20, under 30, right? And she's talking to the guy, like they're ringing something up. And then she's on her phone. And she's just standing there, and she's on her phone, just on her phone. And I'm just like, minding my own business, look, whatever. Yeah, I think my phone was dead, so I wasn't even playing on my phone. I was just aware of everything going on. Standing there, she's on her phone. Crowd starts building up behind me. There's a woman behind me, a guy behind her, waiting. I must have been waiting 10, 15 minutes. You know what she was doing? She was trying to sign up to the Spotlight, like, members club or whatever, to get like a 3% discount on something that she was
being served, yeah.
She was being served.
That's the staff member's fault.
And I'm just staring. Yeah. And in the end, she finally turns around to me and she goes, oh, you know, why don't you move up ahead? I was just like, I was that tired and angry. I don't know who to lose it at first. The guy takes my tray, beep. It'll be like $8 or whatever. Yeah. Scan, I was gone. I was done in 4 seconds. Dude. Would you stand at the front of a line to sign up to a membership thing?
No, but to be honest, and this isn't a crack at you.
Oh, here we go.
But I would have, stood up and said something.
I don't know why I didn't.
Like, you need to move.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't. I think maybe because I was just out of it.
Mm.
But for some reason, I just sat there, like, what? It was like a weird show or experiment in front of me. Like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah. Like a candy camera or something.
Yeah. 10 minutes, man. I'm just standing there, like, the fuck? And then I Jerry.
How could it take 10 minutes, man?
I don't know.
Literally, register, verification email, confirmation, bang, done, sign, barcode,
but
done.
That's what makes me pissed about this whole, like, society issue and people need to, like, look after their community. That's exactly what it is. You go to supermarkets, you know how, like, sometimes you might give way to someone behind you that has, like, less items than you.
Yeah.
They've got one, two items
and you've got, like, a trolley full.
I'm happy to fly them through.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times that happens to me where I'll have, like, say, 10 to 15 items? Nothing crazy. 10 to 15 items. Someone behind me will have one. I'll let them through. The person behind them might have 10. And they'll start walking up, trying to go past me as well. I'll be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm.
What is wrong with people? Even, like, for example, at Costco, when you exit, you got to get your receipts checked at the end. They check all your stuff.
Yeah.
People will, like, cut in just to get past you, to get past the receipt part. It's like there's a line.
Yeah.
You don't cut in. I'm going to put on a shirt.
A basin. If it doesn't exist,
you know,
I would literally go out, spend the money,
yeah.
government funds,
my build taxes a basin. Should pay for that. Yeah.
So then, but you know they're going towards a good
run for PM. Yeah. Okay. Implement these things. I'll support.
And I would put no break walls whatsoever. The second it floods, it just floods.
It just floods.
And that's
what,
it.
Do you know what happened to me yesterday?
And then it's literally the dark night.
Yeah.
This one set me off. I was on a side street turning onto Kingsway, 9 a.m, right? Mm. So traffic everywhere. Basically, to get onto Kingsway from where I am, you got to go like cross round and do a U-turn to turn on.
Yeah.
That's standard fare. I do this every day, right? I go, there's a car in front of me. I'm there where I am. And then there's cars mounting up behind me. So it's peak hour. Where I am, like, my car's situated, ready to turn on a Kingsway. There's a car parked to my left, right? So, in with the nose, and it's got its reverse lights on. I'm like, what's this idiot doing? Like, he's literally going to T-bone me if he reverses, right? And I start beeping. I'm like, fucking, you know, like, what are you doing? And then I'm just watching it. I'm on the phone at the same time, so I'm sort of paying attention to both things.
On your phone while you're driving?
I was stationary and I had my hands free. Relax. What do you think I bought these for?
You were on the phone while you were driving.
Fuck off.
Oh, you invested in the wireless over with the car in park?
JBLs, they're hands free. They're built for that. And this is on a mount. I no longer touch anything.
So it's voice activated?
Yes.
What do you say when you want to activate it?
Open sesame.
Really?
No. Listen.
How did you get that in?
Listen. So he's reversing and I'm beeping. Like, what's this fucking idiot doing? Pulls forward.
He's in.
I mean, Tootsie, mate.
Oh, fucking hell. John's got his shoes off and his feet are on a... I've got a client in here in 2 days. I've got to desal that
chair. It'll be the cleanest chair there is.
All right, dude. And he's reversing, going forward, reversing, going forward. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Eventually, he's like almost side on, like the car's angled in a parking spot, side on. And it's an older bloke with his missus. And I'm like, mate, I go, what are you doing? What? I go, what do you mean, what? I go, do you not see the cars that are lining up? No, it's fine. I'm going, I'm trying to get sideways. I go, why? I go, there's a car parked directly next to you and you're literally blocked in by about 7-8 cars. Don't worry about me, mate. Fucking mind your own business. I go, what? He's going, fuck off. I went, fuck off? What a prince. You know what I mean? He's an older man.
Did you call him a prince?
Yeah.
He's fat and
he's trying to go sideways. Where's the logic? What is wrong with you? Dude,
like, at a certain stage, people stop getting called up on their crap.
Dude, if you just waited,
people stop suffering consequences for assholeness.
If you just waited, I'm sure the bloke behind me would have let him reverse out and pull in front. This idiot was sideways. Like, what's he going to do? Cut in front of me, like, park directly next to him.
I've actually discovered now that with this new clean John, that I used to get a little bit of flack.
There was Dirty John, and now there's Clean John.
I used to
John.
Get a bit of, not flack, but a little bit of pushback on certain things with, you know. Whereas now, since Clean John has made an appearance,
see,
I get no pushback whatsoever. And
the beard just demands
it
respect.
It does.
Yeah.
Dude, when
that
I.
That doesn't demand.
When I used to respect. Work in warehousing, and I was obviously like fitter, and I used to shave the head, and the beard was wilder, there was no pushback ever.
No.
Ever. And not because I'm a sick cunt, just because I look like I was nuts. You know what I mean?
The shaved head thing does something, because when I shave my head, people cross the road.
Yeah.
Like, randomly. All the time. And my missus always says, like, you shouldn't shave your head. And I'm like, why? This is the best. I'm going to do it more often.
Yeah. I wish I could, like, more often. But it's true, man. It's perception. It's all perception. Mm. There's too many big dicks trying to swing around, man. They got no idea. No one has been punched in the face enough.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of punched in the face. Okay. I was coming back from regional Victoria on Saturday or Sunday. I kind of Saturday, one of the days, right?
Whereabouts?
North. So, like, Trawool.
Hmm.
Yeah. I was just out of Trawool, like the town after Trawool, Cal something. I can't remember what it's called. Yeah. Right. And I've pulled into a survey to fill up, and there was a burger, a Hungry Jack's there, right? I was starving. I hadn't eaten anything. I'm like, I feel carby. Like, I want to get, like, either onion rings or chips or something, right?
What?
Carby.
Yeah. Nah, because I still had like 45 minutes to drive. Mm. Like, I'll get a drink and then I'll get a, like, a water from the servo.
But you don't eat Hungry Jack's and stuff like that.
I don't. But I was just, there was nothing else. I hadn't eaten.
See what I mean when people get desperate? See?
Anyway, I felt like onion rings. Have you seen onion rings in Hungry Jack's lately?
They're actually not too bad.
No.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah, they've been overhauled.
What do you mean?
Like, they're good now.
They weren't in this Hungry Jack's, as in on the menu. It was really? Like, it was like an express Hungry Jack's. It was smaller next to a server.
Maybe just something they can do quick, right? Like quick burgers. Yeah.
So I wanted onion rings. I didn't see them on the menu. So I'm like, fuck, what do I buy? Because I don't want
it's
a burger.
It's pretty standard, isn't it? You want something, it's not there. Isn't it everywhere?
It's a staple
and
on
it's
every
something
single
that
burger.
I don't get often. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I thought, ah, fuck. So what am I getting? I'm looking at the menu like a putz because I haven't been to a Hungry Jack's in like 3 years. Looking at it, I'm like, what the fuck do I order? And then I see a flash of like these beef ball things. Have you seen them?
Oh, no. The cheeseburger bites.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw an ad for it.
Cheeseburger bites. They're essentially like those that KFC thing that you just got.
Like popcorn chicken.
It's like popcorn
but
chicken.
Beef. But cheeseburger, essentially.
Yeah. Right?
Like a cheeseburger ball.
Yeah, it's literally called like beef bites or something, right?
Okay.
I see the ad pop up. I'm like, oh, that looks decent. Okay, bit of carbs, bit of burgers, that'll do.
It wasn't decent,
no,
was
no,
it?
No, 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 okay. That's not the point.
Okay.
All right, it tasted like...
How big were they?
Like the KFC cup.
Oh, that's small.
Yeah, it's small.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just a snack, man. Yeah,
I see what they are.
Yeah. Anyway, dude, this girl at the counter, and I'm feeling like a dickhead because I don't know what I'm ordering, right? Okay, she's hacking to help you. Okay, oh, can I get like a large of those beef ball cheeseburger things? What are you talking about? I'm like, it was just on that screen, like literally to the left of your head. It's like a beef ball cheeseburger thing. I go, I don't know. I don't order Hungry Jack's often. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, I sighed.
Yeah. It's like meat in like a deep fried with cheese in it.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. And I literally sighed. I'm like, I'm sure the ad will come up in the next 10 seconds.
And it didn't.
Right? So it's just scrolling through.
How many beef cheese balls do they have on the menu?
Exactly.
She was probably a casual.
No, look, she was young. All right? She was young. I'll give her that.
That doesn't excuse it. No, they're younger. They should be memorizing things easier.
That also comes down to poor training.
Let me finish. Right?
Or stupidity.
And then, the ad didn't come up in the next 7 seconds. So she's like, look, what do you want? I'm like,
are you serious? She said that.
Yeah. And I'm like, I go, dude, I don't know. I don't know what they're called. I go, it said beef balls, something, cheeseburger things. I go, they're just little cheeseburgers with chips. Another girl comes past and she says, so what do you want? And I try to explain. She goes, do you mean like nuggets? I'm like, fine. I go, nuggets. I go, I don't care now at this point. And then she starts punching and she goes, oh, wait a second. You want the cheeseburger, beef ball things? I go, yes, please. Yeah, right? And she's like, it's five something. Like, is that all you want? Like, yeah, that's it. That's literally all I want.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, like, I was exhausted at that point. Like, fuck this. Like, I don't even want it. I'm just hungry.
Yeah.
Right? So, I've stood aside.
The sass. Dude, seriously.
Yeah.
That anywhere else, they would not fly.
The next person in line, right? The next person in line, I was standing, obviously, 10 feet from the counter.
Yeah, waiting for food. Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there playing on my phone. I'm listening, like, you know. And in the background, I just hear him say something like, beef balls, cheeseburger thing, right? And the girl, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, the girl said the exact same thing. And the guy's like, trying to explain, he's like a bit older as well. She's like, I don't know what that is. And then the same trainee woman came past. She's like, do you mean this? Like, yeah. I'm like, dude, you literally went through this with me 2 seconds ago.
See, if my kids were like that,
say,
holy shit.
Dude. I wanted to choke slam someone, man. Like, we just went through this.
Then you wonder, like, stuff like that, you wonder, should there really be a caste system?
You know what sass is? I'll give you sass. And this one took me, like, 2 seconds to, like, assess.
Yeah.
And then I got angry. Mm. I'm like, are you fucking kidding? I was at a mate of mine had his birthday, and last minute says, we're going into the CBD to have a drink somewhere.
Yeah.
And because it's literally a 15-minute walk, right, I said, all right, I'll come down just for a quick drink, and that's it. Met him at the bar, right, pay for a round of drinks, all chatting, whatever, and then I go to buy him, like, another round. And I put my credit card out, and my credit card is like a whipping horse, like a whipping boy bad, right? It gets direct debits. It's used for business. It's paid off now, but it was literally my life, right? I get my credit card out. I'm not paying attention. Usually, I, like, check my account. Is there money on it? Yeah, there is. No, there isn't. Cool. And I just replenish it as I go. And I went to pay, and it declined, right? Standard, right? Something got direct debited while I was, you know, not paying attention. There was a girl standing next to me at the bar, and she goes, oh, that's really embarrassing. And I just looked up at her. I'm like, what? And she said it again. And I was like, I was holding it, and it's a fucking ANZ black card with a 15K limit, and this is embarrassing. For who? I don't give a fuck. I'm looking at her, and she's holding, like, a fucking vodka water or whatever it is.
Oh, this was just a customer.
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't the actual, okay.
Who's it embarrassing for? Me? I could give a shit.
Mm.
It declined. Do you not have finance in your life?
Excuse me, I'll be with you in a second. Can I get a vodka cranberry? Thank you. Exactly. You knew exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I want the rim coated with caviar too. What's embarrassing? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, bitch, you don't know my financial situation.
Yeah. It's not good. But she didn't know that.
Dude, no, but, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you don't know anything about
money. Yeah, it's fucked up.
I could have been a diplomat. I could have been anyone.
People are like that, though.
Who the fuck are you, man, to tell me it's embarrassing? Go fuck yourself.
Dude, I went, like, back to your point on the workers. I went to Woolies yesterday. And you know how there's always a guy at the checkout, the self-checkout, or someone's always at the self-checkout? So, you know, when something goes wrong, they just have to scan their barcode, put their PIN in, and fix it, right? This older woman scanned something, the sale price didn't go through, and she's like, excuse me, you know, this one says $8, went through as $12, can you fix that? And he's like, okay. He walks over, yeah, go over to that register. She's like, you want me to change registers? Just fix the thing. And he's like, nah, just go to that register. She's like, but then someone else is going to get this item on there. Yeah. And then walks away. People are brain dead. People are brain dead everywhere. Like, people, help your children. Your children are fucked. And people are fucked. It's just, it is that way now. Oh, like, yesterday I was walking down to Woolies before this happened. As I'm walking down, there's a bar on the way, right? There's people on the outside of the bar, tables, and then the path. You know, there's a gap to walk through. People from the bar are standing and slow walking with their drinks in the middle of the walkway, so I couldn't get past them, having a full conversation. And I'm like, excuse me. Like, nothing. Not a care in the world to these people. It's a fucking footpath. The fact that the company can even have tables out there is a special treat. And these people won't even move.
Pulled off now.
No, well, they can fucking pull me off because I'm sick of this shit.
No, but the people on the road, they used to have the, you know how they could have special permits to have the things on the road?
Yeah.
Like,
they got taken away. It's not on the road, it's on the footpath.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, like, just no common sense, no human decency for any other person around. I'm sick of it.
Have we become like the old men yelling at the clouds?
It's not, man. It's gotten worse.
No. This common decency. It just doesn't exist.
It's
like you going to Hungry Jack's and saying, look, I want to order this. I don't know what it is. They should know what it is because they should know the menu and they should just, okay, no worries. If you start giving them shit, then I would expect sass and like,
yeah.
Condescension, you know, like,
I'm a worker. Know, being treat me with obnoxious. Respect. Yeah.
No. You take the order and that's it. If I don't know it, like, you help me. I'm not saying, like, you got to bend over backwards just to help me order something, but at least be a decent human being. That's where the parent has failed, or that's where the education system's failed.
It's a big fucking fat failure, too.
Yeah.
It's really bad. I know I worked at Macca's when I was 17.
Did you?
I never treated people like shit. I bent over ass on my knees making sure people were satisfied and got what they want. I went above and beyond. You want sauce, I'll give you fucking sauce.
I think that's what chafes me. The fact that I've worked for like 20 years plus and I've busted my ass.
Yeah, you go above and beyond every time.
Every job I've ever had. Yeah. The job I'm in currently now is probably the most lax. Hmm. You know what I mean? Because I've gone up a pay grade.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, okay, I don't need to kill myself anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Especially customer-facing roles.
Yeah.
You go above. Customer's always right. Customer first, blah, blah, blah. Help the customer. Close the deal on them. Whatever it is. No. Not a care in the world. No one gives a shit anymore. Again, either bad parenting at home and it's coming into work or bad training and management.
How are companies allowing it, man?
Because they probably won't have the staff otherwise. Look at kids these days, man. You think they want to work? You think kids want to work, man?
We know the answer to that.
They can break into your house, steal your laptop and get on bail. They're going to go to work. Yeah, right.
Do you reckon teenagers are working at all? The way like we used to work?
I'd be interested to see the rates.
Look, yeah, I don't know about the rates, but I go to places and they're there. They're working.
They're not doing a good job, but they're there.
Yeah, but they're there. But then as a learning experience, that's the thing. Like,
yeah,
are they learning from it or are they still going to be a dropkick at 35 still with the same attitude and like, you know?
Do you reckon the laws that they're going to bring in about stopping employers contacting people after working hours, do you reckon they're a good thing?
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
Doesn't affect me, so I don't really care.
It's because he gets paid in Disney dollars.
You give me 5 Mickey Mouse!
He gets paid in Spanish bullion.
The bloins.
I think it's excessive for bosses to be able to call you after 5:36 and like,
what, you can pay for those hours afterwards?
Well, you just got a call.
So then don't call me.
Yeah.
You just got a call.
Yeah, but the difference is our main company is based overseas.
Yeah.
And it was a favor. As in the guy messaged me saying, hey, man, like, are you free? And I said,
you should have answered the call saying, the rate has begun, 5.5, you know.
But then you're like a sovereign citizen. That shit, dude, you want to talk about entitlement? The fact that we've gotten to that point where we have sovereign citizens walking around thinking they're entitled to
all the rights, the epitome of Western society. That's what it is.
The irony of it is that they think that they're entitled to all the rights that we have as citizens of whatever nation, but they're
with no responsibility, they work off the grid.
Mm. How does that work, dickhead? Like, how do you have the same rights, more rights than I do, and then I get no rights at all?
Are you working, sir? Hold on, Centrelink. That's a good sovereign citizen right there.
It burns. It chafes. The fact that we've gotten to that point, and that's entertainment now, I can't.
Talking about entertainment.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Dim, you're going to fall off this one. But have you heard the little kerfuffle that's been going on over at the old Steam head store?
No.
So, you heard about the extremely bad flop of the Suicide Squad?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, it came out that people were so angry about that game. So, basically, it's a game that got released. Suicide Squad kills the Justice League. Okay. And literally, the Justice League dies. They kill them all.
That's great.
Spoiler alert, by the way, sorry.
Yeah. Well, it's in the title. But it's based in the same universe as the Arkham games.
Mm.
So, that's the canonical ending for that Batman.
Okay.
Those three Batman games are considered probably the best Batman games ever made.
Can I just chip in? Yes. I actually bought the three Batman games after the failure of the Suicide Squad.
Oh, did you already have them?
They're on sale. $10.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I played them all
already. Which one? Arkham Asylum, Arkham Knight.
No, Arkham Knight's the third one.
Third one, yeah.
Arkham City is the second one.
Yeah. Yeah. Are they that good?
Yeah.
Great. As in worth me buying?
100%.
So you remember how I told you about Shadow of Mordor?
Okay.
It's made by the same company.
Oh, that villain system thing?
Not the villain, the combat system.
Oh.
So each enemy, when they attack you in a certain way, and so you're responding to the buttons. Very fluid combat system. Very good.
Great.
Like Ghost?
Better.
Okay.
Similar. Yeah, almost identical to that. It's the pioneer of that.
I watched a video the other day, either like a WoW culture video or like one GameNet, one of them.
Mm.
And they did the 10 best combat systems in games ever.
Mm. Mm.
And they had like one of the assassins, one of the first ones, I can't remember which one. And Ghost came in at like 9 or something, like as in like number 2 or number 3.
Yeah.
I remember the combat system in Ghost. It was fucking good.
It was very good.
It was a steep learning curve.
I think the only thing people... Yeah, go.
But once you got used to it, you slayed. Like, yeah. It felt like...
It was all like chain and very fluid. The only thing I think people complained about was just the camera in Ghost.
Yeah, it was shit.
Yeah.
Odyssey is a bit like that too.
If you want like a cinematic experience, an insane story, and a graphical experience, get the trilogy.
Yeah.
The first one was like, I played through
it. You're in the Asylum. It's not much. It's
an older
very
game.
Very linear, yeah.
So, graphically, it's like, didn't catch me. Second one's, like, impressive for its time.
Just
the third one's blown me away.
Do I need to play all three?
They do kind of continue.
They all continue.
You can skip the first one, to be honest, and go straight into the second.
What did the second one come on? 3 or 4?
You can get all...
Was it on PS3 or PS4?
You can get all three of them, I think, on PS4.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm on PC.
I'm pretty sure you can get them all on PS4.
But that's $10 for the trilogy.
The third one still to this day will make your PS4 die and even put your most modern graphics cards through the
ringer. What they've done is they've gotten the Suicide Squad game that just came out and compared it to that game, which is 2016.
Oh, I think it's almost 10 years old.
Something like that. 2015, somewhere around there. And the Batman game looks insanely times better than the Suicide Squad game from today's. The same company as well, but they got forced to make a game they didn't want to make, basically.
Yeah. Well, yeah, forced in quotations.
A live service game.
No, this, well, that's a quote for ESG. But,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
What?
Yes. It's GE. GE.
What's GE?
ESG.
Mind you, they've been working on this game since the last game.
Yeah.
It's been like 10 years, and it's still flopped.
Well, they even made Arkham Knights, was it?
Was it just in production hell?
Was even worse.
Yeah. Was it in production hell just the same way as like Duke Forever was?
Not sure on the details of it.
Hard to say, because not much has come out just yet. But basically, every superhero gets killed off. So Superman, Batman, Green Lantern, Flash, Wonder Woman, everyone dies. Suicide either kills them or they kill each other indirectly, stuff like that. And everyone was pissed because that Batman was also the voiceover artist, the one Kevin.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy who did the voice for Batman in the animated series.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the games.
Something, not Rogers.
Fuck, I'll look it up.
He's famous. I mean, the guy.
And he passed away. So it was his last role.
He had throat cancer. Yeah, it was like they were like
happy. Kevin Conroy.
Kevin Conroy, yes.
Kevin Conroy. Yeah, he's a photo.
So he passed away, and that was his last role. And everyone's pissed because basically.
How do you go out like that?
How do you go out like that for that character?
It should have been Arkham Knight as his memory. Like, he nailed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and holy shit, man!
I think people, a lot of the basically the fan base, just of video games in general, have had enough. Like, this is it. If you want to watch it for movies and TV shows, do what you want. But we're paying money for entertainment now. We're not talking about a $15 subscription for the month. You're talking about hundreds of dollars
plus the skins, DLCs, the games, the incompleteness,
forcing this incomplete social justice tripe down our throat, and we don't want it anymore. So they did a bit of sleuthing, like Andy's favorite word, a bit of sleuthing, just like you do in the Arkham games, because you actually do get to do like
you're a detective.
You're detecting things.
It's so good. You got to do it. It's so good.
And there's even like the Riddler section where there's like 300 riddles, and you get to guess them all
throughout the whole city. There's just different ideas, puzzles, different.
Fantastic. Oh. It's really, really good.
I've always seen it, like, you know, in the top really 10 good. Games yeah. lists and shit yeah. like that. I've just never...
So, like, that Shadow
you
of
know
War,
me, man. Yeah, I buy a game, I commit. Do you know how many hours I've got on Odyssey?
A lot.
Take a guess.
I would guess...
180.
No, I don't think that much. I would guess 58 to 60.
No, he was at 80 last time.
58 to 60.
Yeah, when you started telling us you were, like, 80. I reckon he's, like, a 120.
I've just completed the Atlantis area thing.
What level's that?
I'm like 61 or 62.
Oh, you're that high?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably over 100 hours then.
So I looked at it yesterday. I felt disgusted. It's like 130 hours.
Yeah.
My like
it. And I'm at like 38%.
Yeah.
How can you be at 130 hours and 40% into
because
the game?
Because that's including... So you thought Shadow... what was it
Ghost.
Called? Ghost killed it with the collectibles. This just... That's why I can't even grind that much.
See, what they need... I think New Game Plus was a fantastic addition. You play the game. It's a decent length. It's good. New Game Plus, all it does is add a few extra missions that you might not have seen, a little extra story here and there that's like a nice little treat, some new items. That's it. If you want the replay value, do that. Don't fucking make like a game that you need 300 hours to play.
That's why I always go back to Sleeping Dogs being a sick game because the story was incredible.
Yeah.
Voice acting was incredible. Graphics were ahead of its time when it came out.
Yep.
It had a lot of new ideas, the way it controlled. And then you're more motivated to replay it
because
you want to relive the story again.
Play Batman.
Dude, Odyssey, there's no way in hell I'd ever play it again.
No, never.
Nah.
I gave up on it.
I'm not even
I can't believe you're still going. I gave up.
I need to finish 55 hours.
I gave up.
I told you I uninstalled Valhalla, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah same. No. What a shit
I'm actually concerned because I bought... when I bought Odyssey on...
It off. But a shit
when I bought Odyssey on PS4...
Millions of dollars, years in the making. What a shit
It
game.
Is so different to Odyssey. It's ridiculous.
And actually, when I bought, when I bought Odyssey, I think it came with a copy of it, the Assassin's Creed Part 2 trilogy.
Mm.
So I'm like, I want to go back to those because those ones, even though there was collectibles, it's early Ubisoft. So there's like, it's a fraction of what you have to do in Odyssey.
Yeah.
I'll even give you that to play. That was like standalone, just those three games.
AC, Odyssey, great game. Love it. But yeah, it's
dude,
too much.
I'm literally at 40% completion. And how much more is there?
Give me Black Flag, give me Odyssey, and I'm okay.
Yeah.
Everything else is...
I liked Origins.
Talking about
Black... Yeah, everything else is okay, but it's... Yeah.
Talking about Black Flag, did you see the quadruple A game?
Skull and Bones.
Oh, I heard about
quadruple
that.
Quadruple A game.
It flopped on its ass.
It's because it's a quadruple A game.
Is that what they actually rated it as?
They, not a triple A game, like Assassin's Creed.
Wasn't that actress in it? What's her name?
The chick with the blackhead. Yeah. Hispanic one.
Yeah. They kept promoting the shit out of it.
Yeah, she keeps talking about it.
And it's actually the world's first quadruple A game.
What makes it a quadruple A game?
That's what a lot of people want to know.
The A's are tied to the spend. Triple A usually, an A game will be in like the early millions, then your double A's, triple A's.
Your triple A's are your Rockstar games and like your Bethesda.
It's tied to the value of how much spend you're putting into the game, how much money the company has to just blow on a game.
Which doesn't reflect nothing because look at Helldivers. That's not a triple A game. And that's just destroying the foundation of video games at the moment.
You look at Helldivers 1.
Yeah.
And then Helldivers 2.
It's just
2.
Night and day difference.
That's like a B game.
Yeah.
And then they've come out with like a triple A game out of nowhere without the spend of a triple A company.
Without the budget.
Do me a favor. You mute it. Just put on mute, but just pull up like Helldivers 2 footage. Like there's a dude's just
Or look at Helldivers 1 footage first.
I want to say it's either shorts on Facebook or on YouTube.
Mm.
And it's just like highlights of Helldivers.
Yeah.
Like dude just panic running. They throw the stratagem.
Which one? Helldivers 1 or 2?
1. Go 1 first so you see what it looks
so
like.
So they're aggroing like a Helldivers difficulty enemy coming and then the stratagem just falls on the head and just decapitates it.
Yeah.
Oh, just like...
Helldivers in 60 seconds, gaming lore, or...
No, scroll down.
Trial launch.
Just put gameplay in the title. Just put gameplay.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. That's
the first one.
Okay.
So look at the difference, right?
I'm not running the audio.
No. Oh, the audio does contribute a bit to it, though.
But that's right.
No, just like, you know, it's too Super Earth.
You're skipping it.
I tried to get you to play this as well on PS3.
Skip in a bit. We want to get to the actual game.
It's like Diablo-style, like, gameplay. Top down.
So it looks like, you know, in terms of graphics, it's pretty simple.
It literally looks like what we played in 2001.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you get the point. Go to
and the point was it was friendly fire as well.
Yeah.
And so, like, you could accidentally kill your teammates and you had limited lives.
But, like, they've killed it. They have killed it.
Money doesn't mean a game will be good.
And this game, like, you can watch maybe, what's the intro, a minute?
Yeah.
Intro or the trailer, whatever.
The trailer's just killed
hilarious.
It.
Like, you'll get an idea of the fact that they're not, like, I think they actually came out and said, we're not pandering to the ESG thing. Not in those words, but essentially. But
it's pretty obvious, yeah. The trailer, yeah, just.
It's amazing when they go from top down to, like.
Third person, yeah.
It's a PlayStation 5 game.
Just 5?
PS5, cross-play with Steam.
Keeping managed democracy safe with the lives of our heroes.
Yeah, this is Starship Troopers, man.
Yeah, bad.
With the gentle touch of an iron fist. But Liberty's enemies march ever closer. Together, we take back control of freedom.
Together for managed democracy.
Together for victory.
Together for liberty.
The guys together in the background dabbing.
Together, they
Let's see.
Fight for freedom. Will you...
That is such a cheesy trailer voice as
Bad.
Well.
The fight for freedom.
And I never realized the ships blow up as well.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Dude, that sounds like... Hang on.
I know, the voice...
That sounds like John St. John, the guy that did Duke Nukem.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? I haven't looked into that.
Isn't it the guy that does the cape?
No.
Remember that TV show, The Cape, the black actor?
No.
What's it called?
He's in Community. And he's got like a little moustache. I don't know his name.
Hang on. That sounds... Hang on.
It's got that very, like, typical 90s...
It sounds like John St. John.
Yeah.
That's definitely sounds like him, but I don't fucking know. I can only get the cast. I can't get the guy that did the trailer. Yeah, Helldivers trailer 2.
Keith David.
Is that who it is?
That's who it sounds like.
Yeah,
him?
Yeah, the black guy from Friday.
Oh, yeah, right.
He does a lot of trailers.
Yeah.
He just sounds like his voice.
No, that sounds like John St. John. I know the guy's voice. Anyway.
Can you press that second one while we're waiting?
That one?
Yeah. This is a funny one. This is like the very satirical Starship Trooper one.
Super Earth. Our home. Prosperity. Liberty.
Hi there.
Democracy. Our way of life.
Oh, hello.
But freedom doesn't come free.
Sweet liberty! No!
Look familiar? Scenes like these are happening all over the galaxy right now. You could.
You know what I love? You know when that screen lights up is, at the start and it tells you, like, you're a greatness and it actually shows a percentage of the life expectancy?
Yeah. Prove to yourself that you have the strength and the courage to be free.
Fuck. And they've just made it very consumer friendly too. So there is like a battle pass.
Part of an elite peacekeeping force.
Like you're saying, there is a battle pass, which normally would be a turn off a lot of people. Battle pass.
Yeah.
But you can earn the credits within the game very quickly to buy the battle pass anyway.
Like the premium version, not just the free version.
And that battle pass will be available forever. They see. Like I ended up seeing that confirmed. Whatever's in the battle pass will stay available. A year, 2 years, 3 years from now, we know that
they've taken the best approach to it. Like it's the all these little details they've thought of that pisses people off in the gaming communities that they've pretty much nailed now.
Yeah.
And the battle pass was a big one.
Yeah.
But even little details in the game, like you were saying with the ships, it's a 4-person map at a time. But you can actually see every other player in the universe's ships.
That's on the same planet.
On the same planet as
calling
you.
Calling in their strategies
calling
too.
Calling in and flying down and all that stuff. If your ships get destroyed and all that, it's so detailed.
It's kind of like how you're saying how like a video game, everyone works together. So it's kind of in that sense, like 400,000 players they said on the servers on Steam, plus PS5 as well, which is more. What did you say the cap was, 750?
It was 400 in the beginning.
Yeah.
And now they've uncapped it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So basically, everyone's worked because there's planets. And each enemy. So there's, at the moment, there's like bug enemies and
robot
like enemies.
Terminator styles.
So the first week, everyone was concentrating on the bug enemies. But then what happened was, I don't know, the AI hadn't attacked yet, had they?
No.
So what happened was, because of that, the cyborgs made Inwe through the other side of the solar system and they started coming in that way. So then player numbers got split and then they had to go fight on that front. So then you're fighting on two fronts. But then people started to realize that the bug front was starting to get too weakened, too thinned.
Slowly
starting to get a bit of headway. The players started to divert their attention back to the bugs. And they push them back a couple of zones.
It's a war on a galactic level.
It's like a live war.
And there's a balance that you need to maintain.
Everyone's playing against the bugs.
And the creative developers have said, like, based on what happens, like, we don't get to choose what happens next week. It goes week by week, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So if we ignore the bugs completely, they might make three zones in towards Earth. And then Earth can actually become a battlefield.
They said they have one person who oversees the galactic battle so that it can't be influenced by outside sources, basically. Like, the systems are working on their own, and one person's basically keeping
just
an eye on it.
And there's other enemies that still haven't been introduced as well. Because, like,
basically, they have waves of different types of.
But
that's a pretty cool way to make a game.
So that's kind of like how you were kind of like thinking, like, everyone works together, but on a mass player scale. So, circling back after hearing all that. Going back to Suicide Squad kills the Justice League. Players were so pissed off that they did a whole bunch of sleuthing and they discovered the company that was in charge or had a very big hand in the development of this game as far as the storytelling. Now, this company's name is Sweet Baby Ink. Have you heard about this? What's been happening?
I haven't looked into that. Okay. No.
So, a lot of people did a lot of sleuthing as far as Sweet Baby Ink and they've actually found their fingerprint over many, many, many AAA games that are very ESG and wakey and SJW.
Really?
If I'm not mistaken, Uncharted 2. Not Uncharted.
Last of Us.
Last of Us 2.
Right.
You name it. What are AAA games? A lot of the Ubisoft ones. What else has been coming out? Was it Alan Wake 2?
Yeah.
Was that I can't remember
it enough.
But basically, you name any AAA game that's come out in at least maybe the last 7 to 8 years. Their fingerprints all over it.
What are they? Who are they? Like, what do they do?
They help write scripts for games.
Okay. So, they're writers, essentially?
They're writers at the moment.
Okay.
So, like, if you kind of look them up, they used to be consultants.
Mm-hmm.
So, now knowing that, a lot of people have gone back, looked as far back as they can, and their fingerprints are over all these games. So, now what's happened is on Steam, a curator... Is that what they're called?
Yeah, like the higher...
A curator has put together a list of Sweet Baby Game Inc.
Oh, wow, okay.
And it's like, these are Sweet Baby Inc. games.
I'd be very interested to see that list.
And it's apparently within a week, it went from 40,000 followers to like over 150,000 followers.
Are you following?
No, but I want to.
Can you, if you find it, can you?
Oh, we'll definitely.
Send it across? Yeah.
So basically, it's like, here's a list of games. Avoid these at all costs.
Yeah, yeah.
Because these are games that have been written by these people. Now they've cottoned onto this, and they're very, very unhappy. And now they're considering suing them, like this curator. I'm like, why? I'm just listing.
That's just the games. There's millions of reactors.
It doesn't say anything about stay away from these games. It just says these are Sweet Baby Inc. games.
Yeah.
Do with that information what you will.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to sue every single, like,
but the reactor. Fact that they've gotten so pissed off about it, why is that? Like, why do you have to be angry about it? Just listing
clearly,
games.
Clearly they know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that's very interesting. So, the fact that this one DEI company that, you know, has had their finger, a very prominent finger over many AAA games that have flopped very hard and keep getting used and hired and consulted because they meet those requirements.